If you travel a lot for business, there are probably times when you want to take your whole house with you. Kitchen, bathroom, all of it. Yeah, there are mobile homes, but that's not very practical in the middle of a city. So how about a mobile apartment? NPR's Arti Shahani met an entrepreneur who thinks that's the way to go.
This home I'm in, a steel box about 10 by 20 feet, it's different from typical mobile homes in two ways. It's made for downtown, not the outskirts of a city. And it's swank. Dishwasher, washer, dryer, and
a subwoofer in the floor, which is what we all need.
Because a good sound system is essential.
It's essential, absolutely.
Jeff Wilson, project mastermind, gives me a tour of the first prototype. The casita, as it's called, does not have a walk-in closet, but Wilson's team has used various tricks to make the place feel bigger. White walls, reflective surfaces, high ceilings, so you get vertically, which you don't get horizontally. And the front wall, the part that would face the street, is a dazzling glass balcony, fully enclosed like a display case for a luxury watch, only human-sized.
This is really the personal expression space. So we're leaving that completely clean, no desks, no furniture. You can put plants up there or stand out there and do your yoga or read a book.
Wilson has a vision that this little casita will be just one unit in a vast global network. From New York to San Francisco to Dubai and Beijing, each city will have something called a rack, a building edifice, where you can pop in, say, 9 units. There'd be hookup valves for water, electricity, sewage. Just plug in your home like you lock up your bike. And when a casita renter needs to move, just press a button and have your home meet you wherever.
He's already leasing land for this here in Austin.
One of the things that we're trying to solve for this as well is having your own place and not getting on Craigslist and finding a bunch of roommates that have too many cats and too much bong water left out on the dining room table.
This idea that today's wandering class needs wandering homes too, it resonates. Though I ask Wilson about a potential downside. If this takes off, couldn't people be even more disconnected from each other, from communities, than they are today? Dismissively, he sums up the concern.
That this is going to create some sort of dystopian, wandering millennials out there, you know, crazy on Tinder, roaming around the planet in their casitas.
Mark Hogan is an architect based in San Francisco who writes about tiny or micro homes. And he finds it surprising that anyone has built a prototype for a tiny apartment that moves because, he says, it's so unlikely to work.
If you're living in 200 square feet, you could just hire somebody to pack up your stuff and move it fairly easily. I'm not sure who the person that both wants to live in a small space and be locked into this kind of movable apartment idea.
There's a big question mark around how many cities would even want casita buildings. And if it could scale up, Hogan says, the cost of moving just once is easily thousands of dollars. There's shipping, the crane you need to lift the casita into a rack, the permit to close the street while you move the home.
That's definitely going to be more expensive unless there's some kind of magic that I've never heard of in construction that's going to allow that.
That said, Hogan himself has moved about a dozen times in 15 years. So yes, he admits, the idea is compelling. Arti Shahani, NPR News, Austin.